Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. This morning, Michigan Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey was seen in Detroit boarding a plane for Washington, D.C. He and House Speaker Lee Chatfield were invited to the White House to meet with President Trump. So why would a sitting president issue an invitation on less than one day's notice to two state legislative leaders? Trump has targeted Michigan in an attempt to subvert the vote and overturn election results, results that handed the presidency to Democrat Joe Biden by a margin of more than 154,000 votes. Many of those involved are not talking about the meeting. Zach Gorchow is the executive editor and publisher of Gong War Michigan. Zach Gorchow, welcome back to Stateside.
Good to be here.
Do we know why the Republican leadership agreed to this meeting?
No, we don't. They have not said anything publicly about this. It's been kept very, very quiet. We just know lots of little pieces. We know that the president's team has been trying to overturn election results in multiple states, trying to convince states to not certify their tallies. And we know that there is an argument advocated by some people in the president's camp and some Republicans that perhaps there's a way for the legislature and legislatures in various states to try to subvert how electoral votes are usually awarded by states.
Yeah.
So we just have all these pieces and they're going to Washington.
Just to be clear, there is nothing in Michigan's constitution or in Michigan's precedent that would suggest that electors could be sort of randomly reassigned at this point, correct?
That's correct. Michigan law is very clear. The certified winner of the presidential election in Michigan, the person who gets the most votes, gets Michigan's electoral votes. A theory that's being advocated by some conservatives who point to the U.S. Constitution, which says that legislatures shall direct the manner in which electoral votes are awarded. Now, I think most attorneys will say that Michigan's legislature has directed the manner in which electoral votes are awarded by passing a law that the certified winner of the election gets the electoral votes. So I think I've seen this is described as a legally dubious theory. I think that's probably right on. Nonetheless, we're in strange times, and I'm not going to just dismiss strange possibilities from happening out of hand.
Senate Majority Leader Shirkey already several days ago slapped down the idea that Michigan's legislature would reject the will of the voters and try to hand electors to President Trump. We all know that sometimes there is wiggle room in what our elected officials say as conditions change. Do you think this could be one of those times?
I wouldn't dismiss anything right now. You know, if you had told me yesterday morning that President Trump was going to summon Speaker Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Shirkey to the White House and that they would go, what's the line in Christmas Vacation? If I had woken up with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now. That's pretty much how I felt. So, yes, Senator Shirkey did tell Bridge, Michigan, I think something like, quote, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He did say that. Those are just words. They don't bind him to anything.
Zach, what are some of the conversations happening right now in Lansing political circles about norm breaking and the challenges that we're seeing to our democracy?
I think it's just sort of a continual everyday sense of jaws hanging agape that this is where things are, that there are a number of Republicans who I would describe as Republicans who have been active in the party for a long time, who have said, you know, the president has every right to wait for the canvass to be complete, to even ask for a recount, press challenges in court, but that they've also said there needs to be a recognition as well that none of those challenges are going to result in reversing a 154,000 vote margin. They're just not. It's way, way too large for something like that to change. And that if it was couched in that respect, President Trump had simply said, we recognize we are behind. We are going to await the canvass. We intend to ask for a recount just to be sure. That would be one thing. But that's not what's happening. the president is, you know, saying that fraud decided the Michigan result. You have a number of Republicans out there saying things like this election was stolen, and there's simply no evidence of it. It just seems to be, you know. So then you have a number of other Republicans who will say, you know, are trying to say, boy, how do we get this resolved without, you know, damage being done to democracy? I mean, you've seen Congressman Mitchell, Republican from Lapeer County, saying things like this. But most elected Republicans are not saying very much. I don't think I'm wrong in saying that most people around Lansing are very, very concerned. It would be one thing if this was an election decided by 1,000 votes or less, then yes, this would be very much in doubt. I mean, we saw during the canvass, I think the vote changed by about Biden margin increased by about 7,000 or 8,000 votes. That's normal in a canvass. Hillary, you know, Trump's margin decreased by about 3,000 votes, I think, in 2016. Statewide votes see the canvass change things some. We're talking about 154,000 votes. It's just not going to change.
Let's talk about what's coming in the days to come. On Monday, the Board of State Canvassers is meeting. Their task is to certify Michigan's election results. And a lot of people have been wondering if this is going to be a replay of what happened with the Wayne County Board of Canvassers, at which there were Republicans who said they weren't going to certify the election and Democrats who said that they were. One of the Republican members of the State Board of Canvassers, Norm Schenkel, told the Washington Post he's strongly considering a vote not to certify election results on Monday. Have you thought this through, if the board deadlocks, what that does to the process?
Well, yes. So there's two Republicans and two Democrats on board. You have to have a majority to certify the vote, which means you have to have at least one person from each party voting yes. And if they were to deadlock 2-2, and refuse to certify, the first thing that will happen is the Biden campaign, presumably, among maybe others, will file for an immediate what's called writ of mandamus in the Michigan Court of Appeals, ordering the Board of State Canvassers to certify the vote. We've seen the board deadlock many times on ballot proposal language, ballot proposal, certifying signatures for ballot proposals. But to my knowledge, the Board of State has never deadlocked on certifying an election. So I would expect that they would go to court quickly. We would have a fairly quick decision on the Court of Appeals, and then that would likely be appealed one way or the other to the Michigan Supreme Court, which then need to make a quick decision as well. You know, I'm not going to make any predictions about what the courts would do, other than, you know, we did see a pretty conservative panel of the Court of Appeals totally smacked down the Trump campaign's request that it stop the certification process in Wayne County, which, you know, I don't think bodes well for the Trump campaign. But again, I'm not going to try to crystal ball this.
Yeah. Well, at least it sounds like there's some procedure that we have seen before in Michigan, if things go that way.
Yeah, it definitely ends up in court, no question.
Zach, this is a year in which we've seen Michigan's legislative leadership take stands contrary to what our public health officials are saying. This is a year in which Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey was in the gallery talking to some people who included numbers who were arrested with the Wolverine Watchmen, talking to them about their concerns on a day when there were mass protests at the Capitol. Now we've got the two senior most elected Republicans in the state going to the White House at a time when the president appears clearly invested in overturning Michigan's election results. And you just mentioned that there just really hasn't been nobody's really talking right now about what's happening. What happened to moderate Republican thought in Michigan? Do you know if there are members of the caucus or otherwise who have concerns about what's going on here?
I just think that, you know, this is President Trump's Republican Party, that by and large, this is a party now that is in lockstep with President Trump and President Trump's goals. And there's not a lot of daylight between your average elected Republican and the president. I mean, no, most of them aren't out there on Twitter blasting away on an hourly basis, no. But from an ideological standpoint, many of them agree with his philosophies and policies. You know, certainly the Republican Party has been on a trajectory that's being more and more, I don't even know what the term conservative is, really means anymore. There's certainly a lot of conservatives out there who would say they don't recognize the Republican Party as a conservative party anymore. But, you know, it's been moving in a, you know, a rightward, more populist direction for many years. And, you know, that's where we're at now. And there, you know, the Democratic Party has moved left. You know, you don't see really any, there really aren't any conservative Democrats anymore. When I first started covering the legislature, there were a lot of conservative Democrats in the legislature. They're gone. Just like there were a lot of moderate Republicans in the legislature when I first started covering it, and they're gone too. I think it's just a product of the polarization of our politics nationally.
Zach Gorchow is executive editor and publisher of Gongwer, Michigan. Zach, thanks for helping us comb the spaghetti.
Thanks for having me.